Hey there, welcome back to another episode of JRC TV. This week we're talking about three mistakes people make when hiring a coach. So, what are the three mistakes people make when hiring a coach? Number one, they hire a coach thinking the coach is going to teach them or train them on a specific topic. That's not what coaches do. And if you have a coach that's training you and teaching you and mentoring you, they're not really coaching you. They're just training you or teaching you. In that respect, I'd say go buy the book on whatever you're trying to learn about. Go take a course or go to a seminar. But you don't hire a coach to teach you about a subject or to train you on it. You hire them to coach you through the process of applying it and getting the results you want. The second reason people hire a coach that's a huge mistake is they hire a coach thinking the coach is going to do the work for them. Ugh, that's not what a coach does. That's like Michael Jordan throwing Phil Jackson the basketball and be like, you win the game. It's your job, coach. Get out there. Get on the court. See what you can do. It's not going to work out. Why? Well, Phil used to play, but he's a lot older now. But Michael's more skilled. He's more talented. He's the player in the game right now. And Phil is the guy helping. Phil Jackson, who's I'm talking about, he was the guy back then helping hold him accountable, helping him perform at his highest capacity possible in the game of life. Same thing with a coach. You do not hire them to do the work for you. You hire them to help you perform at your absolute max capacity. The third reason people hire a coach that turns into a complete disaster and a waste of money and time, to have a good friend to chat with. You know, if you don't have a social life, if you don't have friends to connect with and people to just chat with, that's a whole nother episode we could do on here. But do not hire a coach just to have a buddy to talk to, you know, every couple weeks or every Thursday. It's a horrible idea and a big waste of money. You know, go take a course or go read a book on how to make friends and get out there and make some friends and build a social life. Now, on the flip side, what are some reasons to hire a coach? Well, let me grab my list here and I'll go down a few with you. The first is accountability. You want to hire a coach to offer maximum accountability in your life, your business, your health, whatever it is you're focused on. What does accountability mean? Someone that's going to hold you to the fire each week to make sure you actually did what you said you were going to do. If you said you're going to work out, did you actually work out? If you said you were going to, you know, achieve a certain goal, did you hit the goal? Did you take the action? Did you get the result? Everyone needs someone to kind of push them and hold them to the fire to make sure that they really deliver on what they say. Now, the second reason to hire a coach is to help you be more resourceful. What does that mean? It helps you tap into the creative, resourceful side of yourself that when you get in a tough situation, when you get in a challenging moment, you tap into this side of yourself that helps you find a solution, develop a solution, create a solution in the moment. And all of us have a part of ourselves that we can learn to activate that allows us to become the most resourceful version of ourselves. Truth is, though, very few people use it consistently enough to make it a strong enough muscle that they go to that place and trust themselves in those moments. Most people rely on other people to come and answer the question or give them a solution. So you got to train that resourcefulness. Third reason to hire a coach is to hold a space for you to brainstorm and work through challenging situations. Now, this is awesome because if you ever hit a big challenge or roadblock, it's not for them to answer or tell you what to do. It's for them to hold and create space and kind of be a sounding board for you to work through the challenge and talk it out and ask you great, meaningful, powerful, purposeful questions to get you, again, to think through it in a logical and useful way to get to the result you're looking for and then help you to execute and really get the result you want. So I'm going to stop there because this episode could go on forever, and we've got at least 10 reasons why you should hire a coach in today's download. Now, along with the download, what we put in each line there is when we talk about each reason to hire a coach, we give you a couple tips and a couple questions on how to maximize that reason in your own life and business right now. Now, of course, if you're struggling with any of those areas, obviously sign up for a complimentary discovery coaching session on our main website, jerickrobbins.com, and we'd be happy to have one of our coaches work you through the process and help you really maximize who you are and where you're going. On the flip side, If you feel like you've been made to be a coach yourself, it's in your DNA, you just want to coach people and help them perform at their absolute best and experience the most out of life, go to jarekrobbins.com/certification. And we have a brand new coach training program coming out from one of our other companies, Performance Coach University, that you're definitely going to want to learn more about and definitely going to want to be a part of. So make sure to go there if you're interested and sign up and let us know you're interested so we'll be the first to know when it's ready to be released. Anyways, I'll give you one more powerful reason why you should hire a coach. That final reason is to give you an outside additional perspective. To look from the outside of the game of life of what's going on and give you another perspective on all the situations you're currently in and hopefully help you see it from a way that you currently can't see it. You might be in the woods looking tree to tree, they're out of the woods looking at the whole forest, helping guide you along the journey to make sure you successfully get to the outcomes you're looking for. So there's three things to avoid, there's four tips, there's six more in the download if you go grab it. And I hope you enjoy this episode. Leave some comments of reasons you would or would never hire a coach in the blog. And I look forward to seeing you next week for another episode of JRC TV. Till then, have an amazing week.